USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the nature of the Chicago police investigation into what actor Jussie Smollett claimed was a hate crime has changed. Reports are the attack appears to be a hoax, and the two men arrested Wednesday claimed that they were paid to help Smollett stage it. When police released the two brothers, their lawyers said,
"My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case."
But if it was a hoax, those two men could still face charges. Word is police are also looking to interview the actor again. President Trump's choice to be the nation's ambassador to the UN is withdrawing her name from consideration. The president had chosen State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to the position in early December, but he never sent the formal paperwork to the Senate so she could be confirmed. Reports are the nomination's been derailed because Nauert has a nanny who's in this country illegally. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The acting defense secretary will be meeting with different service secretaries in the next few days to determine the reallocation of funds to help build the wall along the southern border. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The majority of the money to build the wall will come from the military's construction projects as well as the counter-drug support fund. It is up to Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan to make a final decision regarding the funds to be redirected.
All of this money has been assigned for other purposes, so it really then comes down to what are you going to trade off? And when you say trade off, it really is a trade off. There is something that wouldn't be done that had planned to be done.
I'm John Clemens.
Buggity, buggity, buggity! Let's go racing, boys!
And three-time NASCAR champ Darrell Waltrip's familiar call will be heard again later today from the broadcast booth as a new season dawns with the Daytona 500 on Fox beginning at 2:30 Eastern. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A second shipment of U.S. aid to Venezuela is awaiting across the border in Colombia, but uncertainty remains how it's going to be distributed, if it will be at all. A military transport plane arrived yesterday with that second shipment of food and medicine, but it's currently being rejected by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. That after the U.S. recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as its legitimate interim president. Guaido has said that the aid will be brought in February 23rd, and he'll announce tomorrow how the aid will get into the country. His claims to the presidency have been rejected by Maduro, who is blocking at least one bridge near the border to keep that aid from entering. A 19-year veteran of baseball's major leagues is announcing this upcoming season will be his last. Yankee great C.C. Sabathia holding a news conference yesterday.
But right now I'm just focused on trying to win the championship and have a parade at the end of the year. That would be a great way to top this thing off.
And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences sparked an outcry in Hollywood when it recently announced plans to air the awarding of only some categories at the Academy Awards show. But after days of hearing from a lot of stars, from Emma Stone to Brad Pitt to George Clooney, the plan's been scrapped. Speeches from the winners in all 24 categories will now be aired live at the 91st Academy Awards show on February 24th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.